This week, we talk with Maureen Dotta, who runs a subscription service offering organic produce sourced by farmers across the Big Island, about how their crops are being affected by the volcano. Adaptation's Fresh Feast, which Dotta refers to as community-supported agriculture, is directly in touch with farmers, and she gives us a sense of how they're coping.
The reduced light conditions are delaying crops and, in some cases, stunting the crops, so they're smaller than usual. One of our edible flowers growers has noted that her blossoms are smaller in size than normal, and she has seen some plant damage with browning leaves. I've seen lychee have discoloration on the skin, and at first I thought it was just from the farm in Hilo where we were sourcing, and then later we were sourcing from Hamakua, but eventually we actually saw that same problem on the Kona fruit as well, and it's just kind of a brown discoloration where it doesn't have that cherry red color anymore.
Does it affect the taste, the quality of the fruit?
The lychee inside was just as wonderful as it always is, but you know, for retail accounts, it was difficult for customers to have the same excitement about it when it didn't look so pretty.
Right.
But yeah, the flavor was off the charts still this year. Really nice fruit.
So,
we have had some effects of the flavor. We have a farm that we source from in Pahala, and they grow cauliflower. And the cauliflower that we were receiving, we got a couple comments from some chefs that they could taste sort of a smokiness to it, and that farm did experience some ash fall. So what they did was they just quickly blanched it, and then that flavor went away. It wasn't an issue.
And what else are you seeing from the farmers that may have been down in the Kapoho area? I don't know if you had any down there, because obviously it affected the papaya crops.
Well, yeah, honestly, we never really bought a whole lot of papaya from down there because we only handle non-GMO crops. But I did lose a whole farm that we used to source organic oranges from. Sunny Kapoho Citrus is no longer producing. And Johnson Family Farm was selling to us. And we've actually gotten a lot of calls from some of their former customers needing to source local product because Johnson Family Farm is no longer operating either.
There was some concern, too, for the folks that had bees that produced honey. You know, they were trying to get out of harm's way during the height of the eruption. But what else are you hearing from the field, from that side that's, really impacted?
It's funny because there are some pockets that just aren't affected at all. We purchased watercress from Berger's Family Farm in Mountain View. And about once a year, they have an episode where the vog settles on their farm and burns the watercress, and they have to just harvest that and throw it away, compost it, because it's discolored from the acid rain and the vog. And so that's kind of a normal thing that they anticipate happening about once a year, and that pattern has still remained the same. There's really no change for them. So there's certain areas of Puna that are not experiencing much effect. There's a white pineapple farm in Keao that we sourced from, and their crop is looking great this year, and she's had no ill effects. Other farmers in South Kona are reporting crops taking longer to reach maturity because of the reduced light level.
How would you say this is impacting agriculture in general? I mean, I know when they had the challenges with the lung ratworm issues that a lot of the sales went off. But how do you see it affecting the industry at this point?
I think that the demand for local produce is still strong, but with fewer visitors here, we're going to see, you know, some decline in demand. The Four Seasons Hualalai is their flagship resort, and as far as I know from when they've opened, they've never really had lower than 70% occupancy. And the last couple months, we've seen their occupancy levels drop to 40 or 50%.
Wow.
So I know that people who can choose, you know, which home they want to go to or which resort, you know, may choose elsewhere when there's an event like this happening. And Hualalai Resort has a lot of homeowners who may have that as their second home, and then they may choose to not come to Kona because, you know, why would you come when the skies are overcast when you know what it looks like normally, you know?
What else are you seeing? I mean, I don't know if you've talked to any farmers who may have applied for aid who were impacted by the volcano, you know, in the Puna area.
Well, I know the Hawaii Farmers Union United has been putting out much information of sourcing for aid and assistance that's become available through the federal government and the state government. I personally don't know anyone who has reached out for that assistance.
And what about as far as manpower?
The folks who I know who work on farms in Puna have just looked elsewhere for farm work. You know, there are extensive lychee farms on the Hamakua coast, and I know a number of workers went there for their income generating because, you know, it was less of a risk. There was plenty of work available and accommodations for staying on the farm during the harvest, so that helped a lot.
We did talk to the University of Hawaii CTAR program, and I know the folks there were saying that as far as long-term effects, that they were you know, urging people that if you needed to get your soil tested, that they could do that because the, you know, the acid could affect the yield.
I know that with sustainable farming techniques, especially ones that integrate Korean natural farming, there are ways to ameliorate soil after different episodes that would normally, you know, affect the soil quality. There are a lot of techniques that can be used to help rebuild the soil and increase the life in the soil, because it's really all about the microbes it comes down to.
Mm-hmm. And overall, though, the farmers are just kind of keeping their fingers crossed and hoping that if their area is one of those pockets that's not affected, that they can just keep going and still produce a decent yield.
Well, soil health is directly related to your body's health. It's very similar and depending on microbes, and so I think what's happening in the soil right now is that, you know, there's still life in the land, and I can see regenerative agriculture approaches supporting farming production into the future. I think it has not really affected the true quality of the local produce. If it, you know, if the land is still there to be farmed, you know, just supporting local agriculture as much as possible, buying local, choosing local, and, you know, being okay with, you know, maybe it costing a little bit more per pound, but understanding that's an income for a family and it matters.
That was Maureen Data of Adaptations Fresh Feast. The company offers a subscription service that works with organic farmers from the Big Island. She gives us a firsthand look at how the VOG has affected a myriad of organic crops across the island. Find out more on the Conversation Facebook page.